Good morning, people. Today I wanted to do a bonus episode because something's just crossed my mind and it's got me thinking about how we can be two people at the same time. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Okay, so what am I talking about? What I'm trying to say when I say that we can be two people at the same time is, have you ever noticed that to some people you're very much a certain way? And then to other people, you're very different. Let me explain how this came up. So speaking with my partner, Carly, at the moment, we've been discussing a few things recently. You know, we've been in some pretty heart-to-heart conversations, some deep conversations. Like, the person you're with usually knows you better than you know yourself because they can see you from an external perspective. Now, what she said to me and what she's noticed that I do is she feels a lot of the time that I treat her differently to other people. And what she's talking about is, say a waitress comes over, and this is a very specific example because we were just away. A waitress comes over and talks to us and asks something. I turn around with a smiley face and am so polite, specific. I know what I'm saying. It looks so well thought out and caring and kind. And beautiful, and that's how it looks. And then with her, I'm relatively dismissive. I disorientate more. I kind of just carry on with life sometimes. And it must feel pretty, you know, pretty hard because, you know, it seems like I don't care. I'm not sure if you ever felt this way. Similar thing happened the other day. We were getting off the plane back from the Philippines and I helped a lady with her bags down from the top compartment. Helped her out. I let her go first. I was really kind and courteous. And then sometimes with Carly, I'm the opposite. I'm the absolute opposite. It's kind of like, it's not done on purpose. It's just subconsciously it happens. And what I was looking at is, I was going, okay, so why does that happen? It took me a while once I finally accepted it, of course. We don't always like to accept the truth. But I tried to take a step back and look at it externally. So look at it from a view outside myself. And I guess I can notice it. And so it got me asking, why do I do that? And so what I thought of, what went through my mind was, when these things happen around us, be it a taxi driver, be it helping someone's bags down from a plane, a waitress, a server, or whatever, all these little micro interactions with people around, what I've noticed is, I like to call it, have you guys ever heard of muscle memory? Excuse me. Have you guys ever heard of muscle memory? Muscle memory, when your muscles just know what you're going to do, so they're built to just do it. So, you know, you get used to doing something so often, it's automatic. It's kind of like your body subconscious kind of thing. And I kind of think that's the same with my brain. It has a bunch of wiring that is automatic. And maybe people don't realize it like this or see it like this, but I'm really starting to, is I will automatically do things. So, as I say with the waitress, I've got an automatic reaction. Smile, look confident, look like I know what I'm talking about, deliver what I want in an exact and certain repetitive way. It's the same every time. And it just happens on autopilot. I don't even think about it. I don't even consider it. But from an external perspective, it looks like I'm being super kind to that person. Same with getting luggage down. It's something I've done once. It's a nice experience. I just keep doing it whenever I see that opportunity. Makes me feel good because I get a little ego boost when I'm thanked and I carry on. But when you're in a relationship or with friends you've known for a long time, it's not that you wouldn't do anything for them. But subconsciously, it just, you've got a different rhythm. And I think I've started to notice that I can have different rhythms with different people. And because so much of what I do realistically is automatic, the person who I get the bag down for doesn't know that's an automatic reaction and I'm just doing it out of being automatic. I'm not even doing it out of purely being kind. It's automatic. Whereas someone you're with, maybe in business or in a relationship, can start to see through your automatic stuff and can also take the things that haven't been done automatically personally. And, you know, they kind of see these two sides of you. Sometimes I'm overly kind with Carly, maybe in things she doesn't care about, potentially. And vice versa, maybe it's the other way around. And some things where she'd expect me to probably put a bit more conscious effort in, I don't. It's automatic. And it's not something that I do to bring pain or happiness in either way. They're just automatic reactions. And I just wanted to share that thought, because I wonder if you've experienced something similar where you can kind of see yourself with these automatic patterns, these automatic things. And I've spoken about the taxi one before, my automatic response if I'm not paying attention. Like I can, the weird thing is the automatic stuff you're not actually conscious of. Like I'll say, oh, how's your day? You know, look at that weather. You know, has it been a busy day? Automatic. If they ask me a question, automatic response. I can go through probably a taxi ride and not have a clue what I said to the driver because I'm in my head doing something completely different. But on the outside, it looks like I'm a completely functioning human being. Does that make sense? Is that weird? You know, because I know a lot of people are probably experiencing something very similar. Maybe not in a taxi, maybe in somewhere else in their life. You've got this automatic mode that actually is like the best, you know, it's what you've learned over years and years and years that's been built up into your subconscious, and it just happens. And I think with us, we don't have to be there mentally to do it. It just happens. It's like there's two parts of you. The other part of you has escaped into your brain. You're thinking about what you're having for dinner or what's happened earlier or later. You're in the past, you're in the future. And in the moment, you're literally on autopilot. The car is in cruise control. You just keep going. And I think it can be a bit dangerous sometimes. Not for the little things, like the taxi driver doesn't care. He thinks I'm a really nice guy. Just, you know, and I can look really caring and outgoing when I'm probably not half the time. But then when someone gets to know you deeply on another level, you can potentially look fake. You know, it comes back to looking fake. You can, and looking like you don't care, even though that's not what you really think. Does that make sense? Some days I wonder. Well, I just wanted to share that with you because that's just a thought going through my head. If other people are experiencing it, no, you're not alone. And I think that the catch is for me to realize that, you know, hey, that process exists. It's fine with people I don't know. But I sometimes, and this is something I've been working on, is taking more control over the pictures going through my head and allowing myself to come back into the moment and control those pictures rather than just playing a record. Letting that subconscious take over. You know, I was listening to a guy called Joe Dispenza recently. He's been on a bunch of stuff. And he talks about 95% of the human life is subconscious. It's automatic. And the other 5% is conscious. I think the thing with us is that we can be running this subconscious program, but we can be not even there. Do you know what I mean? The average person's there when they're running the subconscious program. We're not even sometimes in the moment. It's just happening. We're just running it as a survival kind of process while we're, you know, playing video games in our head or playing games in our head with what's happening next, building up worlds, changing things. Yeah, I just want to share that thought because I thought it was quite valuable. You know, as I start to realize more and more about myself, you know, it's a long-term ongoing project, the life of Stephen. But I just want to share that, guys. If you've got any thoughts on it, feel free to share them in Adult Dyslexia Secrets. I just really appreciate everyone listening and enjoying. If you've got any ideas or want me to touch on anything in the podcast, you can get in touch with us at truthaboutdyslexia.com right down the bottom. And thanks again for everyone sharing the podcast and also sharing the group. We're getting huge numbers of members signing up each month now. And we're really enjoying it. We're really enjoying sharing your experience and helping you. Have an epic rest of your day.